The following program has been paid for by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Information on the program is intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio 1020 KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and the shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. And we're going to actually take some phone calls today because this is a program that's very timely, especially because of the crazy weather we've been having over the last couple of days. And I just alluded to our guest this hour, the host, John, of course, Samick from ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh, and Nick Trapano, Assured Risk Advisors. You know, yesterday I was in for Mike Pintech, and there were tornado warnings for Washington County, flash flood warnings. And, you know, here I am. I'm actually worried about people, and hopefully they've got the right insurance and they can get a hold of John and get their life back on track, because there's nothing worse when that home that means so much to you is upended for whatever reason, but especially when Mother Nature does a number on it like we have seen so many times in the past when it comes to this flooding. So if you're dealing with any of this stuff right now and you need help as far as cleaning up or right insurance or what you should be doing, where you're at, maybe being a little preventative today, a little proactive, give us a call, 866-391-1020, Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKA.com. John, it's your program, it's your dime, so let's say good morning to you before we get Nick on the air here. And flooding can be overwhelming for someone. So what's your advice when initially it hits and there they are knee deep in water and they're wondering what to do as they're pulling their hair out and trying to remain calm because many of them have their families around them and they're looking for some sort of guidance. So what's your suggestion?
Well, good morning, Rob. The first thing to understand is that when floodwaters come into your home, it's not like a regular pipe break where you have a clean water source or a known, you know, what's in the water. Floodwaters pick up every contaminant and every type of material as it comes across the grass. It picks up your pesticides, your weed killers. It comes across places picking up all types of chemicals. It's not safe water to be in. So first of all, respect what it is. It's an unknown wet commodity. So what you need to do, if you have a flooded basement, you need to get the water out. There are resources for that. A lot of times the fire departments will help you get the water out. After that, just recognize that it's going to be a pretty ugly mess that you're going to be dealing with. There's going to be, the water brings in inches of silt, so you're going to have slippery, slimy, stinky mud several inches deep in your home. You're going to have content all disarrayed. You're going to maybe have things that were that floated out of your house. You could have things that are floated into your house. You need to protect yourself. Number one, protect yourself. Then just make plans for dealing with it. It's happened to people for years and years and all through history. You'll get through it, but it is going to be a trying time.
You know, Nick, let's talk to you. And again, good morning. Great to have you here. Nick, of course, Trapano from Assured Risk Advisors. Just because you have homeowners insurance does not mean you have flood insurance. Right, Nick? Good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Yes, that is correct. We find that a lot of people do think that flood insurance is just included in the homeowners policy, which it is not. One of my biggest concerns, and we do talk about it when we sit down with our clients and new prospective clients, is the importance of flood insurance, how you can get it. But still, when I see all this rain and everything, the flood waters rising, one of my biggest concerns is someone's going to call me and tell me they've got tons of water in their basement into their house that's caused damage, and I've got to tell them that they don't have or never bought the flood insurance.
When you think about flood insurance, people right away think it's going to be so expensive. Unless you're in a flood-prone area, it's really not that expensive. And when you think of the dividend that it could pay you back for that one visit that John's going to have to say, look, you got some serious problems here, it's definitely worth spending the money.
That's correct. So on a nationwide average, I think the flood policy is around $600 a year. But that's factoring in all the high hazard areas. I mean, around here, if you're in a moderate to low flood zone, I mean, you might even be talking about a few hundred dollars a year to insure the contents in your house as well as the structure. But some new developments which are helping that a lot is there's private insurance companies, entering the market of flood insurance, which is making it a lot more competitive. So we're having calls where people are calling us saying, hey, my bank is requiring that I get flood insurance on my home that I'm buying, and I got a price for $2,000. Well, we're able to provide a private market quote, and a lot of times these are 50% less or even more savings to go into the private market.
What's your thought about insurance when it comes to certain things, but especially this? It's almost a must, isn't it? And when you live in this part of the world, with all of us in Western Pennsylvania pretty much having a basement, right, John?
We certainly do have. It's different here in Western Pennsylvania. Basements are in almost every home. So you're going to be fighting some moisture problem down there one way or the other. When you have these types of weather events, water can come from all types of places. When you think you're safe, you're halfway up the mountain and only, you know, seeing Noah building an ark down below would have you concerned. But what you should be concerned about is all the development, the malls and the shopping centers and the developments that are up on top of the hill that change the way the water flows when water, you know, comes. So you could have water come through your house, through your basement, in areas that never happen just because they've changed the geography of the area.
You know, we're going to get to a break. We'll come back. And again, if you have any phone calls that you need answered when it comes to either the cleanup, the restoration, especially dealing with mold, that's something that he is really famous for. He and his son, who really is the mold magician as far as getting rid of it. We also have Nick here from Assured Risk Advisors. Please give us a call. Don't let this opportunity slip through your fingers. You can get some free advice by calling 866-391-1020. Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDK.com. All of our lines are open. We'll come right back. Nick Trapano is here, Assured Risk Advisors, and your host, John Samick of Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. This is Pittsburgh Works on News Radio 1020. KDK, good morning.
You're locked in to the Rob Pratt Show. KDKA. This is Pittsburgh, covered by UPMC. Have you been injured at work? Are you being denied workers' compensation benefits? Are you at risk of losing your workers' comp benefits? Dugan and Associates have been helping people with workers' comp issues for over 25 years. That's why people injured on the job call Mitch Dugan at 888-99-DUGAN. There's never a fee unless Mitch gets you the check for benefits you deserve. Hurt at work? Call Dugan and Associates 888-99-DUGAN. Main office, Pittsburgh, PA.
It's a salute to Arnold Palmer at the Shop and Save Westmoreland County Air Show, presented by X-Coal Energy and Resources, June 24th and 25th in Latrobe. See Arnie's plane, his trophies, and take selfies with Arnie's statue. The fabulous U.S. Navy Blue Angels will perform along with the U.S. Army Golden Knights. And Shockwave. Bring the whole family, sponsored in part by Arnold Palmer Motors, SmaleAuto.com, and Laurel Valley Ranch. Save $8 per ticket at Shop and Save while supplies last. That's huge. Go to PalmerAirport.com. For more information.
This is Mike Pintak for MyPillow. Now, one of my colleagues here at our sales department at KDK, Rick is his name, took advantage of the MyPillow special offer that I've been telling you about. And he tells me now that he really likes his MyPillow. He says he definitely sleeps better, and in fact, he's using two MyPillows at a time. Now, I've been using MyPillows, usually just one of them at a time, for quite a while, and they are outstanding. Now, I get to sleep faster, I sleep more soundly with MyPillow. So why not do what Rick and I've done, and many others have done, and try the American-made MyPillow. There's a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty on the MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special, or call 1-800-951-8148 and ask for the radio listener special. And be sure to use the promo code KDKA to get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere MyPillows. 800-951-8148 or MyPillow.com, and use the promo code KDKA to get this unbelievable offer.
This is Richard Bazzi. I invite you to get Schultzified at SchultzFord.com.
And a swing and a ball blasted down the right field line. This one is gone into the first row of seats, right down the right field line. Josh Bell with home run number 14, and the Pirates start off 1-0.
Bell in the first, Joe Block with the call, 93-7 the fan, then Joe Block again with the call of John Jaso's shot in the ninth.
3-2 pitch, and a swing and a high fly ball out to right center. Deep, Piscotty back, warning track, and there it goes! into the first row. John Jaso hits one out of here, and the Pirates have a 4-3 lead here in the ninth.
Again, Joe Block, 93.7 The Fan. Bucks beat the Cards 4-3. Felipe Rivero gets the win, and the Pirates in St. Louis will hook up again tonight in St. Louis, 7-15. Garrett Cole, 5-6 on the year with an ERA of 4.28, gets the start, and the Bucks are 34-40, 5 behind Milwaukee in the Central. The Pens want to get more physical, and they've already done something about it. Just weeks removed from getting the Stanley Cup, they've added forward Ryan Reeves from St. Louis. They also got the 51st overall pick in the 2017 entry draft, Coach Sullivan.
We're really excited to work with him as well. We think there's more to his game, and if we can put him with the right people, then we think we can really help him grow his game as well.
Jordan Spieth is leading, heading into the third round at 8-under, following a second-round 69 at the Travelers Championship on the PGA Tour. He has a one-shot lead over Patrick Reed and Troy Merritt. Rob Pratt in his Radio 1020 KDKA Sports.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, this is a great opportunity if you're dealing with flood issues or you need some insurance questions answered when it comes to that, or, you know, you're just curious about this, especially, you know, if you're a new homeowner and you're just trying to get everything handled so you know that if something does go wrong to that major investment, that somebody will step up and fix it, like ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh, and you'll have the insurance from, say, Nick Trapano and Insured Risk Advisors to cover it. Nick, how much actually does get covered? I mean, when somebody pays a premium, I know what they're saying. Well, he says a few hundred dollars, but what about if I have $50,000 worth of damage? Are you actually going to pay the bill for that entire job that hopefully you're going to hire John to get done for you?
So, like insurance, in any situation, it all depends on, you know, how things occur and what they're looking to get covered. There are, in the flood insurance world, you know, when you go into that basement, there's a lot of stuff that is excluded, namely your contents coverage, I believe the carpet. But in terms of the structure, you know, if there is a $50,000 claim and there's expenses to needed to mitigate all of that, you know, we are going to have them pay out as much as we possibly can get them to pay out to make the homeowner whole.
Listen, I got to just digress for a moment. Looking at your website, I saw that you had something that, boy, am I glad to know this. Not that I am one, but I've often thought how many times, because no fault of their own, the children are left behind to clean up after their parents, who save everything. And you know exactly where I'm going with this. And I'm sorry, John, but I got to bring this up. You have hoarding cleanup. I've never heard it described that way, but nobody could have done it better. And you keep telling everyone, and I'm kind of at that age now where I'm thinking, you know, my son might want this. My other son might want this. My daughter might want this. Somebody might, I better save it. And, you know, every day I see it and I go, should I throw it out now? And next thing you know, it multiplies. And I haven't gotten there yet, but I've been in this place for, what, almost 5 years. And I probably have put a little bit too much stuff in there already. And I'm trying to kind of pick and choose what needs to go. It's an issue. I mean, there are some people that really do collect too much stuff. How'd you come up with the idea to be respectful and by saying, look, if you're dealing with this issue, we'll help you with that? Tell me about that.
Well, for years and years, we've dealt with homes. We called them distressed homes. We really never even knew the term hoarder. And the TV shows is what really put that name into the forefront. The contents, handling the contents in a flood loss is a daunting task, because just like you say, that's the basement's seem to be where all those contents multiply. Now you can get coverage, and it's a separate policy for the flood insurance, and you can get it up to $100,000 in coverage, and it will cover the contents, but nothing in the basement. That's unique. The flood insurance does not cover the contents in the basement. So, you know, it's going to be an unpleasant discussion there. It'll cover the contents upstairs and everywhere.
Why is that?
It's just the flood insurance, national flood insurance policy was founded in 1968 by the federal government. It's not like another insurance company with that, like Erie or State Farm or anything that has their own coverage. This is actually funded by the federal government. And it started in 1968 as a result of devastating floods that happened around the country, devastating river floods. And what the government said is, we will provide coverage limited in some cases if the communities would respond to the different flood limiting processes, whether it be widening channels in streams or eliminating obstacles that cause flooding. If you would subscribe to their guidelines, they would provide this insurance. And like any other type of insurance policy, there are exclusions. They don't want to cover things that are going to be necessarily are going to be very, very costly. So and maybe they realize that the basements are where you acquire all those contents that you don't really need. Maybe that was part of the policy.
So would your advice from both of you then, if you have some valuable stuff, and at one time I was a toy train collector, maybe you really shouldn't leave the most valuable stuff in the basement if the basement even seems...
Absolutely, yeah.
If you're concerned about, river flooding or, floods as opposed to a water damage, if your pipe breaks, your trains are covered. But if the water overflows and comes through your yard, your trains wouldn't be covered. So perhaps yes.
All right, separate insurance, Nick, on that valuable stuff. Have it, itemized and appraised, and get a price tag on it, and call you and get it insured.
Absolutely important to do that. Yeah, on the antiques and the more high value items. Yeah, you definitely want to get appraisals on that. Make sure they're insured. And like John said, and we've talked about before on this program, you do want to make sure you have on your standard homeowner's policy. And it's a little confusing because we're talking about flood, but make sure that you have that water backup and sump pump overflow coverage, because a lot of times we're seeing water in the basement can get caused from the sump pump breaking down and overflowing into the basement, the sewer line backing up and causing a bunch of water damage. Now, in that scenario, you would have coverage for some of those contents.
So what about flood insurance when it comes to, say, sewers being backed up that actually get backed up into your house, but it really wasn't the flood waters that got into your house? Is that all covered?
If the sewer backup is a result of flooding, then flood insurance will cover. It will come into effect. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
If your sewers are backing up and you didn't have, they have to declare a flood. Just because we had heavy rain doesn't mean it's flooding. The National Flood Insurance has fairly specific description of what is considered a flood. You have to have 2 acres of area that's covered by water, or water has to affect 2 properties side by side, one of which is yours.
So, man, you really are ramped up on this stuff. So what do? Do you come over and walk? Even Nick's like, wow, he's pretty good. Should you walk through the property, walk around and talk to people and maybe sit down? Because, there's more than just here. You sign here and give me the check.
Right. So, and because of the way how ambiguous insurance is, it's important to sit down and go
don't
over.
Don't be bringing out those big words on me.
Okay. I was close. I don't, we almost...
That was good, though. Anyway, go ahead. Finish your thought.
So we have to make sure that, because, some things are covered in this situation, some aren't, to try and put this all together and make sure it's affordable. But we like to have all that coverage in place, the flood insurance, the water backup. Now, in terms of figuring out whether or not you need the flood insurance, what we do, we have a system with our insurance company. We type in the address, and it'll give us everything from what type of flood zone it's in, the area it's in. So it'll tell us kind of what needs to be done to make sure we get the right flood coverage, which is nice to have.
When you think about flood coverage, you think it really has caught up with the times that we live in? Because you remember that flood we had in Carnegie a couple of years ago? A lot of people thought it was because different development trees were removed, especially those pine trees, which are a great defense against flooding, especially when it's running off of a hill somewhere. Do you think that we have kept up with the time and insurance companies have kept up with the times, because we are evolving as a planet?
Interesting question. I would probably say that the flood insurance, although the websites and the information online is extraordinary. I mean, if you take the time to read it, and Nick and I were talking earlier that no matter if they're keeping up with it, ultimately, the homeowner has to buy it. Just like the health insurance, that's a big issue we hear today. If everybody bought it, health insurance would be very affordable. What they tried to do with the Affordable Care Act was require everybody to buy it. Well, not everybody did. Now it's the same thing with the flood insurance. If everybody purchased it, people in the Midwest, if people up in the Rocky Mountains, everywhere purchased it, it would cover the people who have the real expensive, and the average would come down. So, you know, when the situation arises and your basement's full, you'll want to have it. You know, the 10 years between the events, you probably say, oh, I can make it another year without it. But just how good of a gambler are you?
I'll be honest with you. If you're going to spend, and this is the average price of a home today, $70,000 to $100,000, that's like rock bottom average price, you got to call Nick. I mean, you got to get this insurance, right? I mean, it would be, and I don't want to use the word foolish because that's kind of harsh, but to be responsible, you need to get it.
You need to know what your risk is, and you need to protect your risk. You know, once you're doing it, you sleep better. Nick provides an outstanding service because, as he expressed, I mean, he loses sleep over his clients, and so he wants to do the best thing, and he's and his staff as well. His brother does a great job taking care of their clients from A to Z.
Let me just tell you real quick, and my insurance carrier I've had for years, done everything with him. When I moved into a rental property, I didn't even know you could get renter's insurance, but because she was so forthright and wanted to help me because we've been, you know, involved in this relationship for 40 years, I have it now, and I got to be honest with you, it gives me a whole lot of peace of mind. We'll be right back.
News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Ready when you need it.
Get updates directly to your smartphone. Download the CBS local app or the radio.com app from the iTunes Store or Google Play. Updates are continuous online at KDKA.com. Own a late model car? Check the owner's manual and see if you can get updates in high definition or HD radio at 93.7 HD2. And we're still right here where we've always been at AM 1020.
Dependable and always on.
News Radio 1020 KDKA.
You can buy pretty much anything online, and mattresses are no exception. But just because you can buy something doesn't mean you should. This is Robin Trzynski of the Original Mattress Factory, and mattresses are one of those products that you really should try before you buy. So while we recommend doing some online research before you start to shop, it is really best to visit a traditional brick-and-mortar store to find the mattress that will best meet your needs. The main reason for this is that comfort is hugely important when it comes to selecting a mattress. Comfort, however, is subjective, and words like firm or plush are hard to define. This means that the only way to really determine whether or not a particular mattress will meet your personal definition of comfort is for you to try it out yourself. This might take a few minutes of your time, but you will know exactly what to expect when your bed arrives. So stop by an Original Mattress store near you and experience more than just a mattress store. Experience an Original. Or visit us at originalmattress.com.
Larry Richard for Window Nation. For the first time all year, it's Window Nation's BOGO sale. Buy one window, get one window free. Any style, any size, double hung or slider window. Buy four, get four free. Buy eight, get eight free. There's no minimum or maximum purchase. The summer slowdown is here. Kids are out of school. Vacation time. Maybe the last thing on your mind is replacing your windows, but Window Nation wants your business and they need to keep their installers busy. So for a very limited time, get one free window for everyone you buy. Plus, buy a house of windows, and they'll pay your electric bills until your new windows are installed. Call Window Nation today, 866-90-NATION, or visit windownation.com. The sooner you call, the sooner the install. Window Nation Summer Slowdown Sale. BOGO means one thing, free windows now, plus paid electric bills. Call Window Nation at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. Sale ends June 30th. Tell them Larry sent you. PA License 104611.
Attention, PA Turnpike shoppers, travelers. Your Easy Pass Purple Light savings are $19 per round trip, Pittsburgh to Philly. Because wherever you go, Easy Pass tolls are always lower than cash. Oh, and speaking of easy, you don't have to go out of your way to pick up an Easy Pass that's ready to use. You can get Easy Pass at Giant Eagle, GetGo, AAA, Coons, or any PA Turnpike Service Plaza. Quantities aren't limited. Easy Pass. Savings made easy.
From the Allegheny Health Network studios, this is the voice of Pittsburgh. News on KDKA. Now.
CBS News update. The president is pushing hard for an Obamacare replacement in the Senate.
The American people are calling out for relief, and my administration is determined to provide it. and we are working with Congress to get a bill to my desk so we can rescue Americans from this catastrophe.
But right now, Republicans appear to be coming up short for a vote expected to happen Tuesday. Nevada's Dean Heller is one of five Republicans who say they won't vote for the bill as is.
This bill that's currently in front of the United States Senate, not the answer. It's simply not the answer.
Same thing for Ron Johnson of Wisconsin.
If they take a vote next week, I have a hard time believing that I'm going to have enough time to evaluate it, that Wisconsinites are going to have enough time to evaluate it and provide me their genuine input and feedback on how this very complex bill is going to affect them.
Senate Democrats, of course, say they're united in voting against the bill. CBS News Update, I'm Peter King.
Spring has sprung at 380 Discount Warehouse in Murrysville. The tractor trailers are rolling in with plants, shrubs, potting soil, indoor, outdoor decor, seeds at discount prices. They are fully stocked for all your spring and garden needs. They have five greenhouses to shop. The sun is shining and the time to save is now. 380 Discount Warehouse is open Tuesday through Sunday from 9 to 5. Call 724-339-3132 or visit online at shop380.com. A short drive for big savings.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Time to paint your home again? Here's Dan Hoey for Rhino Shield Pittsburgh.
There's a lot of good quality paint products in the market, but this product is superior to all of them. It's not a little bit superior. It's amazingly superior. The difference between Rhino Shield and regular paint, it's a little thicker look on your home. It looks a little more luxurious.
Even better, Rhino Shield permanent ceramic coating comes with a 25-year warranty, which means you'll never have to paint your home again.
15 years from now, it's going to have that same, wow, it looks like it just got painted. Hundreds of customers whose homes we've done 5 years, 10 years, they're a terrific resource for us. We got a great reputation. We got a great product. As long as it's affordable, why wouldn't you do it?
Before you make the mistake of painting your home with traditional paint again, you'd be crazy not to call Rhino Shield for a free estimate. 844-RHINO-88. 844-RHINO-88. That's 844-RHINO-88.
Now here's the up-to-the-minute AccuWeather forecast brought to you by DrFactor.com. Dr. Michael Factor, D.C., your weight loss solution.
With a cold front now off to our east, it will be a nice week and breezy, less humid for today with a mix of sun and clouds, high 79, partly cloudy, comfortable, low 57 tonight. And with low humidity tomorrow, partly sunny, high 74. A cool breeze Monday, just 70 and partly sunny with a pop-up thunderstorm. For AccuWeather, I'm Bill Degger on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
The following program has been paid for by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, now listen, we're going to go right to the phones and take some questions. So 866-391-1020, Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDK.com. Let me just get you caught up on where we are right now. Nick Trapano is here, Assured Risk Advisor, but the host of the hour is, of course, John Samick, Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. We're talking flooding and flooding insurance and obviously restoration, getting your house back on track, dealing with mold and other issues as well. So if you have any questions about all of the above, please call us now while you can still get through before the hour is up. 866-391-1020, Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDK.com. Let's head to one of my favorite parts of Western Pennsylvania, the historic Mon Valley, and say hi to Ruth. Ruth, how are you? Good morning.
I'm good. Sick of the rain, but I have a question.
Okay.
I live on a very narrow street. Across the street is a little creek, and then the hillside owned by somebody else with huge trees on it. There's at least four of them that need cut desperately because they're going to fall on my house and my neighbors. Now, who's responsible, my insurance or their insurance when that happens? It has happened already when we had the big snow a few years back. It fell on the power lines, didn't have power for a week. So who's responsible?
Thank you for your question. Typically, your homeowner's insurance would cover that, even though it's the tree is situated on the other person's property and it's their tree. if it's hanging over into your property, falls onto any structure that you have or your house, you will most likely, your homeowner's insurance will probably pay for that. What I like to tell people is just to get ahead of that and mitigate that risk and just have that part of the tree that's hanging over into your house taken care of.
All right.
And unfortunately, there's no insurance policy that provides for that pre-mitigation. They're not going to pay to have it taken down before an event occurs.
All right. Hey, thank you for the call. You know, it's funny, but I just wonder if we all do the same due diligence that our parents did. One of the things that I remember my dad, when I was cutting the grass, the property lines were very visibly marked, okay? Everybody knew exactly who owned what. But the thing I remember back then, if that tree fell on your property or their property, each other would help remove that tree. You think we've kind of gotten caught up in too much litigation and too much insurance as opposed to maybe just trying to work together once in a while? And if someone's house flooded when I was a kid, my mom wasn't cooking for a week. I don't know if, and nothing against people today, but I think we're all guilty of it. I don't know if we love our neighbor as we once truly did love our neighbor.
We certainly don't know our neighbor as well as we, as back then.
Right.
I mean, back when I was young, I was the oldest of eight children. We had one car in the family. Somehow we got all to the, all the baseball games, all the
right.
Cub Scouts, because we were a neighborhood and everybody took care of everybody. Today, you know, multi parents working, long hours. It is more difficult, but we've seen great things. I mean, we've seen situations where neighborhoods do come together. We had a situation in our own business where one of our employees had a flood on Thursday night in his home, 3 feet of water, and it was a result of not being anywhere near any kind of water. Water came down the street, took debris into his yard. Plugged up a overflow drain, made a lake, took another turn, plugged up another overflow drain, and then eventually into his basement. Well, we had our staff, our employees, volunteered to go out to his home and clean it up for him. So, I mean, people have big hearts. They do want to, they are good people. Just have to let them know sometimes you need help.
Absolutely. 866-391-1020. Dollar Bank is on accesskdk.com. Now, you had some other thoughts you wanted to talk about before we kind of move along in this, I think, great and very informative hour and awfully timely because of what's been happening with the weather. So go ahead, John.
Well, a couple things. First of all, you know, when these events occur, whether you are covered or are not covered, the thing you have to do is you have to look at what's the situation going to be like in 10 days, in 30 days if I do nothing. I mean, things are going to get progressively worse to the point where, you know, you're not going to want to be in the home. So whether you have coverage or you don't have coverage, you need to take action. And we mentioned earlier about getting the water out of the home, separating the items that can be saved from what's not. This is a great time to de-hoarderize your basement, if we can create another new word. But the materials that can be saved are the items that are solid, anything that has paper, your drywall, paneling, carpeting, anything that's affected by floodwater typically has to be disposed of. After that's done, you can do a detailed cleaning. I mean, so many times people are told, and this is the when they have a flood in like in Louisiana, those places, they come along with boxes of Clorox and they give out boxes of bleach and rags and say, go at it. You can't sanitize dirt. So you have to do a good cleaning. Cleaning comes after demolition, good detailed cleaning, sanitizing, and most importantly, drying, because the humidity in the basement will transfer throughout the house. So drying is very, very critical. This is a place where our company specializes and where we can really bring value is the sanitizing and the drying. If we can advise and we can provide the labor, but it's a labor intensive process to empty out the basement.
When you think about what you have to sort out, how do you make that decision on what stays, what goes, what's valuable, what's not, especially if you don't really have this stuff itemized and there's been no appraisal?
Well, I mean, we essentially tell the homeowner, these are the things that are not going to be reusable. Now they may go and say, well, I need these pictures of my grandparents, or I need these documents. And then you can do some things. They may not be good to look at, but they'll be usable. And it's pretty straightforward. You know, when it comes down to, can I save a desk that is metal? Do you want it? No, I never use it. Well, now's the time to put it in the dumpster. Dumpster's here. If it can be cleaned and sealed, or if it's not absorbing the water, it can be restored. That's the big decision.
All right, what do you think about that, Nick? What's your answer?
What's your answer to that, Nick?
Typically, well, if we could just talk about the insurance side of that, we always tell people a thing to really break down and figure out is, you know, things like firearms, jewelry, pictures, antiques, silverware, special coins, all that stuff really needs to be looked at, itemized, and appraised. And like John's kind of talking about there, we kind of go back to him and ask him what they can restore, what they can save, and what needs to be just total loss.
Percentage-wise, when you step back and you're on that landing, as we say in Western Pennsylvania, looking down those basement steps, how much of it can you, with today's technology, realistically, ballpark, save? In a somewhat, let's say, 7 out of 10 severe flood.
If we're speaking of contents and we're looking at a severe flood.
Time means everything, too.
Absolutely. I would say probably 5% of what's in a basement might be a candidate for saving. And a small percentage of that would be something that you might take some extraordinary measures to restore, whether it's documents or pictures or anything. But if it's stored in the basement, oftentimes it's not that used. If it's a finished basement where you have a pool table and sofas and everything, those things have absorbed the water, and there's no saving those.
And there are certain places where you live that you should not use your basement other than it just being a basement. I mean, a lot of people don't realize, they think because it hasn't happened to them, if there's a lot of flooding that takes place in your area and you're moving into the neighborhood, maybe you should just say, look, the basement's the basement, but if it's valuable, it can't go down there.
And that's exactly right. And that is one of the just a quick way to save on flood insurance is by essentially abandoning the basement to a living area. You call it just a basement, just like you describe. And you say it's going to be cement walls, cement floors, a little bit of storage stuff. You move the utilities upstairs, and you really can save a lot on your flood insurance.
We'll be right back. Stay with us. You have any questions for these gentlemen? John Stamick, Service Master, Greater Pittsburgh. Nick Trapano, of course, Assured Risk Advisor, our insurance man on duty today. 866-391-1020. Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDK.com. Next hour, why Sean Spicer needs to be given a little slack, the White House press secretary. I'll explain all of that next hour as we get back to Open Talk.
Traffic can slow in an instant. Know what's going on and why, so you arrive when you need with KDKA Traffic on the 5. Stay plugged in anytime on the CBS local mobile app and continuously on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
At American Bag Centers, you've got nothing to lose but the pain.
We're talking with Dr. Pete Peduzzi of American Back Centers about VAX-D therapy. Dr. Peduzzi, it sounds like VAX-D therapy can successfully treat a lot of disc-related problems.
Kathy, listeners need to know that VAX-D is an effective treatment for herniated discs, degenerative disc disorder, foot drop, sciatica, stenosis, and even failed back surgery.
Really? So even if a patient has had back surgery and is still having problems, VAX-D therapy can help?
Yes, at the American Back Centers, we've successfully treated patients who've had back surgery and are still experiencing pain. Before considering surgery, you should definitely give us a call. VAX-D is safe, FDA approved, and has a high success rate for treating disc-related neck and back pain.
Thanks, Dr. Pete. Folks, if you have any of the problems we've discussed, please give Dr. Pete a call or visit the website at AmericanBackCenters.com.
At American Back Centers, you've got nothing to lose but the pain.
Massey Toyota of North Huntington has the Toyota What Drives You sales event going on with 2017 Camry and RAV4 at 0% for 72 months or cash back of $2,750 with approved credit. Stop and drive the all-new Highlander, Corolla, and complete line of new Toyota models in stock. Take advantage of Toyota's What Drives You sales event going on now. Bob Massey, where knowing your customer always comes first, has kept them in business for over 35 years. Stop today or visit BobMassey.com. Be treated the way you deserve at Bob Massey
Toyota.
Think about everything you've done to make sure your small business is truly professional. Well, Vistaprint is here to help your business look professional from the very first impression with 500 high-quality business cards starting at $9.99. That's 500 cards for less than 10 bucks. Whether you want your business to feel trustworthy with our hand-selected paper stocks or to stand out with brilliant finishes, you'll get the card that fits your business at Vistaprint.com. Just use promo code 6688 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 6688.
It may be hard to believe, but Independence Day is almost here, and that means lots of picnics. Why not try something totally different this year? Let Jimmy Juan's Restaurant cook for your next picnic. Jimmy Juan's Restaurant and Lounge has the freshest sushi prepared by master sushi chefs and incredibly delicious pan-Asian cuisine. Jimmy Juan's happy hour is every day, and I mean 7 days a week from 5 to 7, serving a great selection of summer cocktails and menu items, including that wonderful sushi. At the Fox Chapel location on Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 3, Jimmy Juan's has a special on their famous dim sum. Takeout and catering available to make your summer easier, and Jimmy Juan's has private dining areas available for that special occasion. Whether you dine in or out at Jimmy Juan's, they got you covered. Visit Jimmy Juan's, Box Chapel on Old Freeport Road and in Cranberry on Route 228, or visit jimmywans.com. And don't forget the best sake selection anywhere.
Blasted down the right field line. This one is gone into the first row of seats right down the right field line. Josh Bell with home run number 14. And the Pirates start off 1-0.
Bell in the first. Joe Block with the call. 93-7 the fan. Then Joe Block again with the call of John Jaso's shot in the ninth.
3-2 pitch and a swing and a high fly ball out to right center. Deep. Piscotty back. Warning track. And there it goes. Into the first row, John Jaso hits one out of here, and the Pirates have a 4-3 lead here in the ninth.
Again, Joe Block, 93-7 the fan. Bucks beat the Cards 4-3. Felipe Rivero gets the win, and the Pirates in St. Louis will hook up again tonight in St. Louis. 7-15, Garrett Cole, 5-6 on the year with an ERA of 4.28, gets the start, and the Bucks are 34-40, 5 behind Milwaukee in the Central. The Pens want to get more physical, and they've already done something about it. Just weeks removed from getting the Stanley Cup, they've added forward Ryan Reeves from St. Louis. They also got the 51st overall pick in the 2017 entry draft, Coach Sullivan.
We're really excited to work with him as well. We think there's more to his game, and if we can put him with the right people, then we think we can really help him grow his game as well.
Jordan Spieth is leading, heading into the third round at 8-under, following a second-round 69 at the Travelers Championship on the PGA Tour. He has a one-shot lead over Patrick Reed and Troy Merritt. Rob Pratt and his Radio 1020 KDKA Sports.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, one more segment with these guys. So what do you think we have learned from this hour when it comes to flooding and flood insurance and that word mold that just keeps popping up? John, we begin with you.
Well, I think what we've learned is that there are some alternatives to the National Flood Insurance Program that Nick has alluded to, that insurance, nobody likes to pay it, but when you need it, you're glad you did. And we've also talked that floods and water in your basement is not something to ignore. It's going to be not taking care of it today will be a much bigger problem down the road.
You know, one of the things that I remember the most about insurance, and this is going to sound morbid, but it kind of, I think, hits home. My dad had what he called a bill drawer. They had your report cards and all of his information that you didn't go in unless he said, go in the bill drawer, okay? And he would sit down every month at that dining room table and make out the bills, right? And every month he seemed to be more panic-stricken than he was the month before. But in there, one time I stumbled upon, because I was snooping around, because I was looking for my report card, okay? And it was with our insurance company, he had $1,000 on each of the kids. And I ask him later in life, I said, well, what's that all about? Before I got married, obviously, well, you know, in case, God forbid, something would happen, I could pay for your funerals. You don't like to think about it. It's horrible. It's morbid. It's scary. But you have to make adult decisions in your life, and as painful as they are, and you hope you never use it, as one policy, and I have them on all my kids, I hope that I just pay on them till I'm gone, you know? There's just certain things that happen in life that you don't expect, and that's what insurance companies are about, and I never have an issue, unless I don't have the money, stroking that check, getting it out the day it comes, because I know from my insurance company, the dividends are large, and I just hope people understand there's a reason we have insurance. You don't want to use it, but everybody needs a little insurance from time to time. Right, John?
Well, without a doubt, without a doubt. There's no sadder story than a customer who calls us and says, I have this problem and I don't have any insurance. And you wonder, say, how could you be in this day and age and not have thought of that? Why didn't your agent talk with you? And maybe they did. Maybe they did. But it's a sad thing. And sometimes we're able to help them out. I mean, our people have big hearts, and they do a great job as they can. Now, granted, we're in the business of doing this, but we also are in the helping people business. So, you know, we will do a little bit more beyond.
Well, here's the thing, too. You know, I don't know if you still do this, Nick, and if you do, that's one of the reasons why people should do business with you. And I can probably already give you the answer because of your personality. It was when the insurance guy would show up, because they used to pay the premiums every month. You know, right there, they'd show up every month to get paid. Well, obviously, you can't do that today. But still, I'm sure you visit a lot of people. People need to just sit down and get to know their insurance person, whoever it is, whoever they represent, and they need to become part of the family, whether it's visual the first couple of times or on the phone, because as they grow, their needs will evolve, as does the insurance industry. So it's a relationship that you want to really keep at hand for a very long time. You want to start early with one, and you want to have them around for a long time, because consistency is everything, right?
Absolutely. One thing I will say along those lines, though, is it's not always bad things, you know, that happen in sitting down and talking insurance and talking about the bad things. A lot of times when we sit with someone for the first time that we don't control their insurance program now, we find things, number one, that aren't covered, but we're not just adding premium to their annual bill. A lot of times we're saving them a ton of money. And they just forget about it because they're just so used to paying that premium every year. Every year it goes up a little bit. But we're finding sometimes we're saving people, you know, upwards of $1,000 or more, you know, or more. And what we can do is add some of the coverage that they didn't know they needed into there, like flood insurance, like the water backup of sewer drain, with the savings that we find. And they're still paying less because there are a lot of options out there. But I do think people get comfortable and they just want to keep things the same. But we can make a big difference by sitting down, talking to them, and finding out things that maybe aren't covered, but saving them money in the meantime and adding that coverage.
And, you know, one other thing, too, and we got to take our final break here, is the fact that, John, you were saying with each passing day, if you're dealing with a flood and you're waiting for the waters to rescind and go away, you're just making the situation a whole lot worse. So you've got to have that call to action quickly, and you got to respond quickly, too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, you mentioned mold a couple different times, and with the water from a flood, you know, has a whole lot of other contaminants in it. But mold, the operative thing is it's about 48 to 72 hours for mold to have not existed to start to become prevalent. So it's not that you have 3 days to let this water fester in the basement, because you may have had some mold that's been dormant in your house. And so those 72 hours don't really come into effect. But time is not your ally, not like, you know, aging fine wine like you do in your basement, I'm sure. but mold, you know, time is not your ally when it comes to water. Well, actually, time is your enemy. And so every hour, every day that goes by, you are having more of a potential for a mold or some other kind of outbreak in the home.
All right, you don't need a wine opener for my wine. You just screw the cap on. You know what I'm saying? We'll take a break. We'll come back.
Every morning, learn the issues with the KDKA Morning News. Weekdays 5 to 9.
Find out why Linda McMahon, head of the Small Business Administration, wants to talk to you. John Shumway returns from vacation, plus 5 ways to de-stress. If you're a chronic worrier, you won't want to miss the KDKA Morning News.
Larry Richard and John Shumway on the KDKA Morning News, weekdays 5 to 9. News Radio, 1020 KDKA.
Hello, everyone. This is Bob Marshall from Bob's Diner. You know, the place where the food always makes you feel good. Well, I've branched out a bit and opened a brand new homemade donut shop featuring all your favorite full-size traditional donuts, from cake to rays to maple bacon to Bavarian cream and bagels, fried croissants, and much more, plus the best deli sandwiches in the region. We added a drive-thru for your convenience along with iced coffee and cappuccino, you name it. These are real donuts, folks. Trust me. If I'm going to do something, you know, I'll do it right. Check us out in Kenmore Plaza near Ohio Valley Hospital or at bobsdonutshop.com.
Thank you for coming.
Hi, I'm Brian from 1-800.
I know who you are. Come on in.
Yes, ma'am. 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Fred looks 20 years younger.
Fred?
My next door neighbor. You guys were there yesterday.
He wanted to wear my hat.
20 years younger.
All you have to do is point,
and whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
He showed me his driver's license. He actually became 20 years younger.
We can't promise that, ma'am.
But anything is possible.
Let's get rid of that, and that, and that.
Will there be anything else?
I feel amazing. Hand me a mirror. I love you guys.
Take a look at your driver's license.
Spread the word, ma'am. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
I am a turnpike worker.
I am a road hazard.
I am a human life.
Every day I go to work, I know I am risking my life.
I know that in an instant, my child could be an orphan.
I know that if you hit me at 45 miles per hour,
my bones will break. At 65, I will die.
I will die.
I will die. I am a coach.
I am a father.
I'm a mother.
Please.
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 Slow down in work zones.
More than 30 PA turnpike workers have died while performing their duties. Take the safe driving pledge at OperationOrangeSqueeze.com.
It's Morfest time. Starting this Wednesday, June 21st through Saturday, June 24th, every night beginning at 6 p.m., you can come out to an authentic church carnival across from South Hills Village at St. Thomas More for our Morfest. There are rides, great carnival foods, games of chance, funnel cakes, thousands of dollars in prizes, an amazing flea market, and more. There's live music each evening featuring Joe Grzeszczyk and the House Rockers on Friday. There will be a polka mass on Saturday night at 5, followed by an authentic Polish dinner. Visit our website at stmpgh.org or call us at 412-833-0031. See you this week at Morfest.
If you're hurt in an accident, you can be due money for lost wages, medical bills, even compensation for pain and suffering. What you do next could make the difference between getting the money you need or getting nothing. Mitch Dugan of Dugan & Associates wrote the book on what to do next. You can get a free digital copy of the book, What to Do in Case of an Accident, by calling 888-99-DUGAN. Call Dugan & Associates, 888-99-DUGAN. Main office, Pittsburgh, PA.
Get KDK on your smartphone. Download the radio.com app now at the iTunes and Google Play stores.
KDKA.
AMNHC. KDKA. FMHC2 Pittsburgh. And KDKA.com.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on the Voice of Pittsburgh, KDKA.
All right, Nick, quickly, what's the best way for them to get a hold of you at Assured Risk Advisors?
You can call me. I'll actually put my cell phone number out there. 412-779-5597 is my cell phone, or our office is 724-392-4586. We'd love to sit down and review all their current insurance, save them money, and add coverage they don't have.
All right. And, of course, John, Service Master, Greater Pittsburgh. John, Nick, thanks, guys. Have a great rest of your day, okay?
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The preceding program has been paid for by Service Master of Greater Pittsburgh. Information on the program was intended solely to further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience.